Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America decade by decade. Right now, I'm digging into the history of incredible infrastructure projects of the 1930s, including the Hoover Dam, the Empire State Building, the Golden Gate Bridge, and more. The promise is in the title. History That Doesn't Suck. Available on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
5 o'clock. Great to have you with us. If you're looking for NBA lottery chaos and corruption, 2 p.m. Odyssey.com Rewind. Also 3 o'clock, why the Pistons were a sneaky winner last night. We will explain. But I want to bring you this. And before you roll your eyes or turn the channel, we're doing this in a different way. But Trey Hendrickson spoke for 22 minutes. As a non-participating member of the Cincinnati Bengals at OTAs. And we've talked about it before. Look, Trey Hendrickson has said, I'm not playing without a new deal. I want a new deal. They promised me a new deal. They said if I performed, I'd get a new deal. Yesterday, he said, essentially, I got lied to. Well, today, he did the equivalent of rolling the hand grenade into the bedroom and shut the door behind him as he walked down the hallway. 22 minutes. The headline is, I will not play this season without a new deal. That's your headline. Now, it goes deeper, and David, I don't know what audio you rolled in, so if you'd be so kind, that way we're not operating the redundancy department. I'll fill in the blanks, but I want the audio you rolled in first.
Yeah, I rolled the audio in. He was talking about shark attacks. He's Floridian. He talked about shark attacks.
And he's referring to Zach Taylor, who, by the way, he hadn't talked to. The organization is not talking to him. Zach Taylor with the always inviting text, 30 days before minicamp, if you don't show up, you'll be fined. That's a nice personal touch for your best player, a first-team All-Pro, and a guy who had 17 and a half sacks last year. David, anything else? Go ahead. Nope, that's it?
Yeah.
Okay, here's my question. We're going to do this a different way, and I want you to think about this before you answer, text, or call. Why won't it happen? And everything's on the board. And it could be everything from Brad Holmes' ego, salary cap, actual availability, the Bengals are bastards. Why won't this happen? Because I don't think any of us believe that it truly will. I put the odds of this at the Dallas Mavericks 1.8%, but I'm keeping hope alive is that if a player of this caliber is threatening to sit out, the Lions have $40 million in cap space. Yes, CBS said they were the number one landing spot for him. That is not why I'm going to start hoping for this. I think they looked at it the same way we do. Mm-hmm. They need more pass rush. They need a proven defensive end opposite Aiden. I know. I'm sorry, Brad. No, we're not angry. We have Aiden. We're just looking to do more, be more. And they have the cap space, which most teams don't have. But here's my question to you in listener land as you drive home today. Tell me why this isn't going to happen. Is it because the Bengals will pay him? Is it because he will retire? Do you believe he's not actually available? Do you believe the Bengals have an irrational asking price? Or do you believe it's as simple as Brad Holmes, his ego, and his plan? It's all on the board. Mm-hmm. Why won't it happen, Rico?
You know what? This one I'm going to absolve Brad Holmes from. This is just a couple in a heated fight. And you don't know why and how the fight got escalated to this point. But Trey and the Bengals are on a whole nother level of pettiness that you felt the need to fly all the way to the Bengals headquarters to have your 20-minute impromptu press conference. You could have did it anywhere. You could have did it at home. You felt the need to come here to one-up and show up them because you felt disrespected. The Bengals feel disrespected. This thing, I don't know how it's going to work, but this is just messy. Figure out your lives, and once you're done, give me a call. But right now, if I'm Brad, as much as I want another edge rusher, not him, not right now, because it's something else. I feel like it's something else there, Mike, that we don't know.
He's saying it's personal. He's saying this is now personal, what Zach Taylor and this organization did to me. He said yesterday, coaches told me if I performed, we'll take care of you. You know what they did? They paid Chase and they paid T. I think his cards are all out there.
I mean, it is, but Mike, I'm saying I don't know the genesis of why it got to this point.
Because the Bengals are cheap bastards.
And if that's the case, then you would think that not just Brad, but everybody would be lining up saying, we'll take him, we'll take him.
But they can't. That's the difference. You have $40 million in cap space. You are one of the rare teams that's a winner and actually has money. Not the only one. Okay. So you're right in that sense, but let's not act like 32 teams can make that call.
Okay. I'm going to just go back to what I'm saying. I'm not going to blame Brad on this. This is one where I think both parties are willing to burn the house down before they actually come up and do something smart and something that's a win-win for both. They rather either party. I don't want either to have anything. We'll burn the house down together.
See, here's the thing. Yes,
it's not what I hope for. It's just what I see.
It's definitely the Bengals here. And Rico, you said it to me pre-show. Show prep, whatever you said, if I'm the Bengals, I'm calling his bluff. And that's what they're doing right now. I was amazed that he showed up today until I realized, oh, no, he's speaking. Because I was like, why would you be there if you want a new deal? They're not giving you a new deal. You said what you said yesterday. Why are you there? And then you're right, Mike. He threw that grenade in there. And I'm like, oh, I get it. Because in the video, he's talking to the media, and they're practicing in the back. Mm-hmm. You see them throwing footballs, doing drills. All the attention yet is on him. Mm-hmm. They're not seeing what they're doing in practice. They're talking to him. But the Cincinnati Bengals are at fault here. They're the reason. And why I wondered why no other team, not even just Brad Holmes, hasn't made a deal. Because they refuse to do anything.
They've said you can seek a trade. But that doesn't mean he can seek the trade, and the Bengals come back and go, try again. We want 3 first-round picks. You're saying it's Bengals being unreasonable. How do I in 4 or 5 words go what you're doing?
It's both. It's Bengals and Trey.
Okay. I'm going to blame Brad. So there, that's done.
You're going to blame who?
I'm going to blame Brad.
Bingo. That's exactly what I mean.
Simple to me. He's more worried about Jahmyr Gibbs in 2027 than he is giving this team the best chance to win this year.
I think it's the Steve Yzerman effect of, like, I have a plan and I'm going to be stubborn to it and you're going to have to deal with it. And I think that's exactly what's happening with Brad Holmes. I think, by the way, all of us in a pie chart could be right about this. I'm not saying Rico's wrong and I'm certainly not saying David's wrong, but feels like. No, I'm more on Mike's side, though. I think this is a Brad Holmes problem.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America decade by decade. Right now, I'm digging into the history of incredible infrastructure projects of the 1930s, including the Hoover Dam, the Empire State Building, the Golden Gate Bridge, and more. The promise is in the title. History That Doesn't Suck. Available on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Look, and understand, none of us know, but that's part of the fun is, look, I don't know many people who don't want it to happen. I'm asking you why it won't. Now, look, the Lions have 42.3 of space now. I have openly said to you, I do not care about 2027. I just don't. Right. Oh, my God. So what happens if we can't pay Jahmyr? And, like, I don't care. Oh, but what about Aiden's money? We'll figure it out. Like, I just...
Okay, am I giving Brad too much credit for this point? Maybe Brad, not his first time around the block, as it gets closer and closer to NFL kickoff, that price is going to come down. Because at this point, the Bengals are going to see he's serious. We got to recoup something. So right now, I could ask for everything, and you got to pay me.
I would agree with you, except everything I know and everything I hear. The Lions are just not interested in doling out, paying out that kind of big deal unless they've birthed the baby. They only want to pay their own guys.
Okay.
No.
Because I'm thinking
you're not
a week
wrong.
Before the season, maybe
you're not
he's
wrong.
A second round
But
pick.
You're not wrong in principality. My argument would be the function of it is I want that player at OTAs. I want that player. I need to get them in my scheme.
Right.
So you're right in the price. But I'd also argue if I get a guy that late in the process, what am I waiting till? Week 3? Week 4?
Yeah.
So, okay.
But at that point, I look at him as, okay, we just made an in-season trade.
Okay, I'm saying it's Brad Holmes and the plan. I won't be slanderous. I do think ego's a part of it. I do think they have a way they want to do it. They are rigid. I just think it's them. Now, it could be a combination where maybe they'd actually break character, but the Bengals are like, we want 17 picks. We're not doing that.
Okay. Yep. Call me when that price comes down.
Exactly. So I'm asking you guys why it won't happen. Because, again, if you don't want Trey Hendrickson, first of all, you're kind of a unicorn. I just don't know too many people who are like, nope, no interest. You can feel free to explain why you don't want him, but it's a different question than what I'm asking you, which is why won't this happen? It makes so much sense. I don't care if Cincinnati, here's my first round pick. Take it. Here, let me insert a joke for Rico. Take all my third round picks before Brad trades them for wide receivers or players who don't have picture profiles.
Or backup QBs.
So you could do those things. I wouldn't care. Because I would argue if I acquire this player, I become, A, the best version of my team. But I also think I now rise to the level of or slightly above the Philadelphia Eagles, which is the defending Super Bowl champion and the favorite in the NFC. You make this move, you give yourself the best chance this year and next year. Mm-hmm. Why won't it happen? I think it's Holmes. You think it's a multitude.
I think Trey and the Bengals are willing to burn down the house rather than just do what's right for both parties. It's now become a line in the sand, and neither one seem weak. So that's why, Blaine.
248-539-9797. Phone lines are wide open. Why won't this happen? And it could be anything you're thinking of. You want to blame the cap, 2026-27? You're kind of leaning towards the Brad Holmes angle. But cap is separate. You can do that. If you think the Bengals are drunken sailors, that's fine too. Why though? 248-539-9797. All right, when it comes to IRS collection or audit, you need a law firm that specializes in the resolution of all types of problems. You need Maurice and Jerry. You need legitimate representation. You need Abraham and Rose. Look, they're not random tax people. These are brick and mortar guys. Maurice, Jerry.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America decade by decade. Right now, I'm digging into the history of incredible infrastructure projects of the 1930s, including the Hoover Dam, the Empire State Building, the Golden Gate Bridge, and more. The promise is in the title, History That Doesn't Suck. Available on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.